your fault. Baby, it's not mine. Not chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you see it coming, no time to beg out gracefully. One thing I know for sure, be no doubt when you see you are. Grass make dab in the middle of it. Grass make dab in the middle. We are. Grass make dab.
Secret truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom. And now our co-hosts, Charlotte Littlefield and George Butler.
Welcome to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler. This second hour is going to focus in on Jennifer Bridges' interview with Alex. And what she was on, still is, she's been dismissed from Houston Methodist Baytown Hospital down in Houston, Texas, Baytown. And she refused to take the vaccine shot along with well over 100 other nurses. And as a result, they lost their jobs and were dismissed. And she filed a lawsuit. That lawsuit's been dismissed, but I believe it's on appeal now. But anyway, she had this interview with Alex, and she's really a fine lady, good, outstanding, upstanding person. And she's going to hold a rally down in Houston next Saturday on the 26th at 6560 Fannin Street out in front of the Houston Methodist Hospital, main office down there, main hospital. So anyway, look that up, and we'll have some more information up on thesecrettruth.com on there as to that rally. And it's a fight for your rights type of rally, and she's really good. So we're going to play this interview in its entirety. It's about 33 minutes long, and then we'll end up with some other clips from various sources. Here we go next with Jennifer Bridges.
So we will be terminated in about a week, but that's completely okay. None of us on this lawsuit and a great deal others do not want to take this experimental shot right now. This thing is dangerous. At first, we were just fighting for, you know, to have more research on board. But now what I've seen with my own eyes is very scary. This shot has been just making so many severe adverse reactions happen between patients and employees. I mean, we've seen everything from major blood clotting disorders to hemorrhaging. Unfortunately, miscarriages, stillbirth, even death. And like you said, they're not being made to report about it, even talk about it. They won't even document it. So the public isn't even aware these things are happening, so they're not giving the proper informed consent for it. Within just a couple days of that shot, everything from minor stuff, from headaches, ringing of the ears, but then it goes into numbness throughout the body. Some of these last for months. We've seen people that they can't even move their hands. They have to go seek treatment. It's like a flare-up of like rheumatoid arthritis, major blood clots. I've seen that more than anything. We're not just one, but someone will have several blood clots in their lungs and in their legs at the same time. And then we've seen a lot of miscarriages, severe hemorrhaging, even death. And it's so sad because there's even some nurses I work right next to that were pregnant and they didn't know these risk factors. And they took the shot and they lost their baby. They had a miscarriage from this because nobody is being forced to tell these people the risk factors involved. There's no proper informed consent. So everybody's just making this false statement that it's so safe, just take the shot, and it's not. Ever since the beginning, he has lied to his staff. He lies to the public. It is not safe. And if it is safe, then he needs to back it. He needs to put his money where his mouth is because he forces us to sign a waiver saying Methodist is not held liable for adverse reactions before they make us take the shot. So if it's 100% safe, why do you have to sign a waiver to protect them?
And that's the key to all of this. They're having everybody sign a waiver because they know you're awake to this coerced damage. That waiver's not going to stand up. And then did you notice Fauci a month ago in hearings said that around half of the NIH has accepted the vaccine. They don't want it either. So when half the people that designed it don't want it, what does that tell you?
That tells you a lot right there. There is no system in play to report this. And even if we try to talk about it, like I even had an employee take the shot, and immediately after she had to be rushed to the ER because her vital signs shot up. She had a hard time breathing. And even when she got there, they told her it wasn't an adverse reaction. They told her it was an intolerance to the medication, which is a complete lie. So whenever you even bring it up, talk about it, they try to discredit you. And right away, they try to push it to the side like, oh, no, it's not an adverse reaction. And there's nowhere at the hospital for us to even document this, talk about it. So as nurses, if we're strong enough to stand up, because a lot of them are very scared, we'll go on the VAERS website ourselves just to document what we saw. But that's the only way we have to do it because the hospital's not doing anything else about it.
Our next guest is another amazing lady taking action, Jennifer Bridges. Here is the Texas Monthly headline. She's leading the fight against mandatory vaccines in Texas. She also happens to be a nurse. And you just had a federal judge, but that's okay because that's happened to Trump and others. It'll get overturned. Judge dismisses lawsuit by Houston hospital employees over COVID-19. Over 100 nurses, 117 employees, filed a lawsuit saying you shouldn't be able to make us take an experimental shot to have our job, or the hospital should have liability and say, hey, you're going to make us do a medical procedure, then you're liable. Oh, no, we're not liable either. And then all the issues that she's reporting on, that medical journals are reporting as well, of the major side effects they're then told to cover up. So there's not just her whistleblowing and suing and fighting back on this front for all of us as a warrior of justice, literally. I mean, that's what we need to do. But also she's blowing the whistle on them saying cover up adverse reactions. So we really appreciate another hero joining us, Jennifer Bridges, GoFundMe.com. Search engine her name and support her because they're trying to fire her right now. And we're going to have her for the rest of the hour. I appreciate her getting on with us. We were only about 3 minutes from break. Wow, where do you want to start? So much information.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to be on here. Are you able to see me okay?
I can. I see you great. Thank you so much for being here.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, but no, this has been an amazing battle ever since the beginning. You know, unfortunately, the judge did dismiss it yesterday, or the day before, I'm sorry, but we're appealing it, and we are taking it all the way up to the Supreme Court. So this fight is only just the beginning. This is going to be huge, and we need to set the precedent for the rest of the nation.
Well, that's right. So get into what's happening. What spurred you to do this and also your other discoveries?
Oh, definitely. Basically, long story short, they tried to bribe us with a $500 bribe to take this vaccine. Then pretty quickly after that, they made it mandated that if we didn't take it by the 7th of June, we would be suspended for 2 weeks unpaid, and then we would be terminated. So we fought that part, but we didn't win. So we will be terminated in about a week, but that's completely okay. None of us on this lawsuit, and a great deal others, do not want to take this experimental shot right now. This thing is dangerous. At first, we were just fighting for, you know, to have more research on board. But now what I've seen with my own eyes is very scary. This shot has been just making so many severe adverse reactions happen between patients and employees. I mean, we've seen everything from major blood clotting disorders to hemorrhaging, unfortunately, miscarriages, stillbirth, even death. And like you said, they're not being made to report about it, even talk about it. They won't even document it. So the public isn't even aware these things are happening. So they're not giving the proper informed consent for it.
That is incredible. I want to come back and give you the floor to talk about the beginning, simply wanting your medical rights. It's experimental, violates Nuremberg Code. You're a nurse. You know that. It wasn't FDA tested. It was given emergency authorization. I want to walk through just what happened, what went on, the lawsuit, and then I saw clips of you on the high wire with Dale Bigtree and others talking about now they're saying, hey, don't report this. So that's where the real criminal activity is going on. And all we need is district attorneys and others to stand up where the FBI won't and start indicting people. Because if hospitals know they're doing harm and they're saying, hey, don't talk about that seizure, don't talk about that miscarriage, that's where we can get them. They can try to give the vaccine makers liability protection. But at the end of the day, those that are helping cover up what happened have committed crimes, and they need to get in trouble to stop this. So we're going to come right back to you, an amazing hero, Jennifer Bridges, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Jennifer Bridges is a Houston Methodist nurse fighting against the hospital's mandatory vaccine policy. And she's here with us now. I've got a quote here from ABC News. Hospital CEO Dr. Mark Boom sent out a letter in April to staffers announcing the employees have to be vaccinated by June 7th. Please see the HR policy that outlines the consequences of not being compliant by June 7th, which indicates suspension and eventually termination. The letter, which was included in the lawsuit, stated. So, starve to death if you don't take this experimental shot. But then the nurses, she was just getting to this, we just joined us. Before they're like, hey, we just need our rights. Now they're like, whoa, we're seeing what it's doing. And then we're being told don't talk about it. So start wherever you'd like, go over it all. But that is so huge.
Yes, it is. It's amazing. It's been so huge this whole time. I started off basically just trying to fight for the employees' rights because everybody has been terrified of Methodists like this whole time. No one has wanted to speak up. And that's what initially made me do this. And I had a meeting originally back in the middle of April with my own entity from Baytown, my CEO and CNO, just to try to reason with them and try to have some kind of compromise. You know, just let us wear N95s, whatnot, and they wouldn't. They were so mean in this meeting. My own CEO even looked at me and he said 100% vaccination is more important than our individual autonomy, which is huge. You can't say that to a nurse. Like, that's what our whole job is, using our own autonomy and our own skills to take care of patients. So from the get-go, I knew they weren't going to budge, but I contacted the news media. I made an online petition, everything to try to just make them, you know, just change something, just work with us. But they wouldn't do anything. So that's when I reached out for legal help. And luckily, just the word of mouth, you know, the news media, everything has gotten so good to get us all connected. And right now there's 117 people on board this lawsuit, but we've had so many phone calls. We're literally about to add another 70 people onto this lawsuit. So, but before
you're forming a coalition of people, and as this society splits like this, people that are guinea pigs, people that aren't, they're going to have hospitals that aren't like this and hospitals that are. We'll see which ones are more healthy. I want to get to what you've witnessed, though, with patients and why it's hardened your stance against these forced inoculations. Tell us what's happening there.
Well, not only the patients, so the patients that come in after receiving the shot, but then also the employees that are forced to get it.
Tell us, as a medical professional, what you're witnessing.
Oh, yes. Within just a couple days of that shot, everything from minor stuff, from headaches, ringing of the ears, but then it goes into numbness throughout the body. Some of these last for months. We've seen people that they can't even move their hands. They have to go seek treatment. It's like a flare-up of, like, rheumatoid arthritis. Major blood clots. I've seen that more than anything. We're not just one, but someone will have several blood clots in their lungs and in their legs at the same time. And then we've seen a lot of miscarriages, severe hemorrhaging, even death. And it's so sad because there's even some nurses I work right next to that were pregnant and they didn't know these risk factors and they took the shot and they lost their baby. They had a miscarriage from this because nobody is being forced to tell these people the risk factors involved. There's no proper informed consent. So everybody's just making this false statement that it's so safe, just take the shot, and it's not.
Well, it's funny you just raised that because my producer handed me this article, you know, 5 minutes ago. Out of ABC News that I just quoted, where the CEO, Mr. Boom, says a lie that this was tested and approved by the FDA. He says it's unfortunate that a few remaining employees who refuse to get vaccinated put our patients first are responding this way. He said in a statement sent to ABC News, it's legal for healthcare institutions to mandate vaccines as we have done with the flu vaccine. The COVID-19 vaccine has been proven through rigorous trials to be safe and effective and not experimental. It was approved as an experimental vaccine officially. So that is an incredible lie.
Yes, he always, ever since the beginning, he has lied to his staff. He lies to the public. It is not safe. And if it is safe, then he needs to back it. He needs to put his money where his mouth is, because he forces us to sign a waiver saying Methodist is not held liable for adverse reactions before they make us take the shot. So if it's 100% safe, why do you have to sign a waiver to protect them?
And that's the key to all of this. They're having everybody sign a waiver because they know you're awake to this coerced damage. That waiver's not going to stand up. And then did you notice Fauci a month ago in hearings said that around half of the NIH has accepted the vaccine? They don't want it either. So when half the people that designed it don't want it, what does that tell you?
That tells you a lot right there. And the fact that he admitted that is amazing. And everything's starting to unravel. Everything's starting to come out. And the amount of support that we've gotten throughout the country and across the whole world, so many countries has reached out to me. So we're basically just trying to get everybody's help and just empower everybody to stand up and fight for their rights. Because nobody should have to go through this, and everybody's scared. And the more people we get across the world to stand up and fight for this, we're going to fight back. It's power in numbers. And I love this picture you're showing right now, because on the 26th of this month, in 2 weekends, we're holding an even bigger protest in front of Houston Methodist downtown on Fannin Street, just to show that we are not backing down and we want them to know.
By the way, I'm going to be with you there. Everybody should come to this. It's the Fight for Our Rights rally, and that's June 26, 2011, 11 a.m., 6560 Fannin Street, Houston, Texas. Everybody better be there. This is the tip of the spear worldwide. The whole world's watching.
Yes, yes. And I wanted to invite you. I would love for you to come to our protest that day. Can you make it?
Yes, ma'am. I just said I'm going to be there.
Ah, I am so excited.
I'm excited to be with you 110%. And just listen, as you said, your leadership, no matter what happens in your case, is getting others to look, others to investigate, and forcing light on what's happening. They just want us to, like automatons, accept what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, everybody needs to accept this. They need to stand up. We need to make them accountable for it. That's why we are appealing and going all the way to the Supreme Court right now. Can you please, when you come, will you bring your vehicle?
I told you, barring a death in the family, I'm going to be there. How do people contact you? How do they get organized with you with just everything you're doing? Because in the age of big tech censorship, it's key for people to get primary contact points. What's the best way for people to reach out to you?
Well, right now there's a few different ways. I'm working with a production company, and it's cgtvproduction.com/projects. And we just signed on with them, so they're helping out. And this week we're actually creating a website to where people can get on board if they want to donate besides the GoFundMe. We're going to have T-shirts. We're going to start managing this website very well. But since it's just the beginning, that is actually in the works right now. And there's also an event coming up July 24th. It's a worldwide rally where I'm going to be a speaker at that as well. That'll be in Houston.
That's right. We need to scare these globalists and show massive financial support for every person that stands up in defense of life and against illegal Nuremberg-violating secret experimentation on a mass scale that's now public. This is Joseph Mengele level, and when it all comes down to it, we're going to have Nuremberg trials. The individuals that did this will pay. They will pay the ultimate price. This is under the Nuremberg Code, is execution. But we're going to let the courts do it once we take the country back. Jennifer Bridges is fighting back. We live in incredibly exciting times, very dangerous times. All right, I've had the crew working on a big subject today that they've been researching and documenting and vetting. And unfortunately, it's coming out as real. And everything we cover here is heart-stopping at this point. This is such a surreal situation. I'm not going to cover this till the start of the next hour. But corporations are now doing actuaries to be replacing their vaccinated employees within 3 years. And they're just being told by the corporate bosses, just get rid of them. We have to get rid of them off the insurance rolls within 3 years. You see, these very vaccines kill rats within 6 months. With a human, they think that's about the equivalent of 5 years. There's already an article up on Infowars.com about it, but we've got video and more. And I've got insurance actuaries that talk about the world population being 5 billion by 2030. and the U.S. population being 160 million. People go, well, why are they, and the actuaries have been accurate so far. So why do they have this big decline going on? And then I've got a nurse on. It's not just what she's saying, and I trust her. She's a good nurse, good background. They've had the whole leftist media try to find something on her. They can't. She's a great lady. She's seeing it herself. Like, how do you know a rattlesnake bites you, it has venom, you get sick? People know that's venom, it's a rattlesnake. But, oh, no, when it's a shot, we're not supposed to say that. We don't know. But I have the studies. I have the reports. I have the top scientists. I have the Nobel Prize winner for virology saying all these, the virus vector shot and the mRNA shots, make your body attack the virus coding. They've never done a vaccine like that. Well, the vaccine coding is a common protein. They're like, what is that going to do? It's going to attack your body in a lot of different ways. So, Jennifer Bridges, this is just, what is it like for you? I mean, go through the process of they come and say you got to take this. Okay. Then they want to give you money to do it. And then you ask, and now you see all the literature coming out. But then you don't just see literature like I do. You're watching it live time. You said not just with the patients, but the staff at the Methodist Hospital. Describe what's that. I mean, watch them losing babies, getting sick, having hemorrhages, what that's like.
Oh, it's horrible. It is so horrible. I try to educate my patients. Well, when I was able to work there, but of course I'm no longer there, but I would educate them. They would ask me for my advice. But it was hard being there because they were constantly bullying us, pressuring us, trying to get us to stop talking. The way they treated us there was horrible, just the amount of bullying, not just through emails, but in person. They tried to scare people so hard there. But when you see this stuff with your own eyes and then you speak to the patient, right before I left, I had this patient literally with 5 blood clots in her system, 30-something-year-old, completely healthy, nothing wrong with her, right? And I asked her and I said, you know, did you take the Pfizer shot? And she said, yeah, I just took it 4 days ago. And my eyes just got huge. So it confirmed why this poor woman had all these blood clots. And I told her that and she had no clue. These people are getting so sick, almost close to death, if not dying, and they don't even have a clue it's from this vaccine. They have no idea. And that is so disheartening because how can you tell people something's safe, make them stick it in their body unknowingly, then when things happen, they don't even have a clue as to why it happened.
Well, because they're so trusting. I see these videos like a lady was paralyzed, neck down. She goes, well, they tell me it's the vaccine, but I do it again for other people. And then they admit the vaccine isn't for even protecting you because it's such a common virus. This is nuts.
Yes. Yes, it is insane. And that's two of the biggest lies, that it's perfectly safe, which we've proven it is not. But most doctors and most companies are not reporting this, so the normal public doesn't even know. And then they lie to you and they say, this is how you're going to save everybody, you're going to keep from getting COVID. And that's a flat-out lie, too, because I've seen many of patients and employees who were fully vaccinated like months ago, and guess what? They're coming down with COVID. So not only is the vaccine potentially dangerous, but it's not even protecting you. So the risks versus the benefits is just doesn't even add up. And they've already proven that under 70 years old, the basically you have like a 1-point-something% chance of even dying from this. So it's like there's no reason to even take this vaccine for the majority of the public out there.
I was talking to crew during the break, and they were all just marveling as it mounts every day. It becomes ridiculous how deadly this is. And I go, what is it? And the crew goes, it's an IQ test. It's like a sick game where they get people to opt in to basically maiming themselves.
Yes, no, I would agree with you because I kind of call it people who drink the Kool-Aid. People who drink the Kool-Aid just listen to whatever the government, whatever the media, whatever people tell them to do, and they just jump on board. But people have to step back and realize, like, all these states now, they're offering lotteries, they're giving incentives. If people are literally paying you $1 million or giving you free education, all this stuff to get you to take a shot, that's a little unheard of. Like, never has that been done before. So people need to wake up.
I'll tell you what sounds crazy, because you're a nurse, you know more about this than I do, but I read where they stopped the AstraZeneca shot in Europe. They stopped the Pfizer shot in China. They do all this, and then they go, oh, you're crazy. No one's got a problem when it's been banned in hundreds of countries, and they all say blood clots, heart attacks, strokes from bleed out, hemorrhages, and the nurses and doctors are all saying the same thing, and top scientists warned, hey, if you attack the protein of this virus that's in the body, your body's going to attack itself. We're not rocket scientists, we're just genetic scientists. and they still do it. That's what's weird about this was Wolfgang Wodarg, the head advisor of the EU in December, filed an emergency deal saying this will happen, and it did. That's what's crazy about this.
Yes, but here I swear it's all about the money. They are gaining so many billions of dollars off of COVID and off of this vaccine. And I have the proof, and even with Methodist, how much money they've made off of COVID with this vaccine, their funding. It's insane. Literally a year ago, Methodist was in a deficit. And now they have so much money they can afford to all bribe us with a $500 bonus. And they even bought new ground and they're building a brand new hospital in Cyprus. So in 1 year's time, they have gained a fortune of money.
Well, that's because the hospitals are now going to absorb and kill everybody. They're the depopulation centers now, so of course they're expanding. And again, it's like big companies have trillions to buy up houses at 50% above what they're worth, and they've got unlimited, because it's all fiat money, you understand? This is all just made-up digital money the banks have that nobody else has. So they're literally, it's going to cause massive inflation, but they don't care because they're strategically giving it to intubate people, $50,000, kill somebody, even more money. Exactly. They're making the economy an economy based on death.
Yes, it definitely seems like it right now. And the fact that the truth is just being hidden from everybody in the public, when you add everything up that what they're doing, that's exactly what it sounds like. I mean, none of it makes any bit of sense.
Well, everybody's getting the paper trail together. A well-known talk show host, I'll leave it at that, I forgot to send this to my producer, sent me a link that I hadn't even followed, and I looked at it this morning for like an hour, and all the homeless groups in Austin are making over $500 million a year catering to the homeless, but the homeless don't even get the money. So that's why the leftist groups in L.A., New York, Austin say, come here, because they sign them all up and get all this grant money. They're making like $100,000-$200,000 a piece off every homeless person as a mentally ill, at-needs person, and then giving them none of the services. So they're basically milk cowing, farming these people. Isn't that nuts? I mean, the average, even a low-level social worker out of college is making $150,000 a year. But you're doing it to destroy your own college, your own culture, your own country.
Yes, and I actually go to Austin all the time. I love Austin. And after all that started, the amount of homeless people you have there and just everything going on, and now you're telling me about the money too, that is just obscene. Like, why not help them? Why not get them off the streets instead of all of that?
Well, that's it, but that's what I'm saying. It's totally, like you said, the hospitals get tax exemption, billions of dollars, $53,000 for every person intubated, and it was the same all over the world. Well, that's what they were intubating. People didn't even need it. Then they were dying because they created a UN incentivized medical directive that we then followed, that then made money up into these corporations. So they made money while they depopulated us. This is incredible. Jennifer Bridges, final segment with her. She's got the rally coming up. We're going to tell you about that. She's fighting back. You should too. And then I'm going to be hosting in the fourth hour. We've got the biggest COVID news yet about to break. Well, they're going to hit you. They're going to hit you. And I've studied this up one side and down the other. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so do we. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show. Jennifer Bridges is our guest. I'm going to take 15 minutes the next hour, then the great Gerald Slint is going to take over. Here's the headlines that are on Infowars.com we're going to be covering. These two dovetail together. First autopsy of COVID-vaccinated patient found spike proteins in every organ of the body. And they also did autopsy of people that died of COVID. It would just be localized in the lungs or the heart. This was the virus producing protein in the body from the inoculation. Incredible major study. Canadian man loses over 6 feet of intestine after blood clot caused by COVID vaccine. Corporate recruiter warns, this is the big breaking news. And I checked this. I read this. I went and looked it up. This lady's a major corporate recruiter. I went and looked at her whole background. She's who she says she is. They're being told actuary and create a list and phase out all employees after 3 years that have had the shot because they're going to, quote, be moving on. And they're telling them not with retirement, they're just moving on. So they believe within 3 years that those people are going to start dying. That's how some people will grow the protein right away. It'll kill them in 2 days. But most people's going to grow slow. They tested already in humans in China and other things. So this is a really sick system, but it's meant to weigh down the hospitals, bankrupt the rest of the culture, the hospitals run by the Rockefellers, they'll suck all the money up while we're collapsing and dying. Incredibly diabolical plan. And now they're announcing neurological disorders and all these problems are exploding. And Jennifer Bridges, you witnessed this for yourself. Because you were saying, but the shot started, what, 6 months ago? At first, you're like, well, we just want to have questions, but I don't know if it worries your mouth. You're saying suddenly you saw the carnage, and that's when you guys got really concerned.
Yes, yes. We got even more concerned when that happened. And it's not just me, but all the other nurses across all of Methodist, there's 8 hospitals. They're all calling me from different areas, just telling me what they're seeing, what they're witnessing. And it's just, it's horrible. I mean, nobody should have to go through this. I mean, we're all trying to stand together and we're all trying to fight. Because the only place you can go to right now is that VAERS website where you can see the adverse reactions. But I bet to say that's literally maybe 10 to 20% of what's actually going on because nobody's made to report these. They need to have a system in play to where anyone who takes that shot, if anything happens to them within the next week or so, it should be reported. And they're claiming, and most of the time the doctors are like, oh, well, that had nothing to do with the shot. And it's so bull because if you just had the shot in a couple days ago, why wouldn't it? Like, how can they just assume it doesn't? It's the most ludicrous thing I've ever seen.
I mean, I've also seen, like, the graphs of VAERS. It's something like there's more reporting this year, the last 20 years before, it's just off the chart. It goes straight up.
Yes, there's more reporting on this vaccine than ever in history. I mean, they have never had a vaccine. Well, I don't even like calling this a vaccine because it's really not. But compared to the flu, compared to every other vaccine out there, they have never had the amount of death rates, the amount of adverse reactions as they are in this one. And it's still the emergency use authorization, so it's technically still in the trial experimental phase. So the fact that they're even mass distributing it is unheard of. They've never done that in the history ever.
Where do you expect all this to go? I mean, Bill Gates and others admitted they want to depopulate people, and then they're trying to make us take the shots?
Yes. Well, that's really scary. That's what I tell people is use your common sense because this is a medical thing. Somebody for like Bill Gates to be behind it who has no medical background, knows nothing about medical. Why would he be funding this? Why would he be behind this and supporting it?
Well, by the way, that graph looks like what happened at 2 a.m. after they closed all the polling places for Joe Biden. I mean, if that isn't fraud, if that isn't death, for TV viewers, look at the VAERS reporting since the 80s. And now look where it is right now. I mean, oh, my goodness.
Yes. People have to look for the red flags, use their common sense, and start doing their own research. And you have to dig deeper now because if you just Google it, you're not going to find the proper research because everybody's trying to hide it. They're sticking to this huge agenda right now.
Absolutely. They got a lot of excuses and tricks how they train reporters to lie. And they'll always have some simple sounding reason, but then later they lie about everything. It's so dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I completely agree.
I saw you in an interview. Again, I see so many, it all blurs, but you and many other nurses I've seen are talking about the fact that they specifically come and try to keep you from reporting it. How do they do that?
Well, basically at Methodist, there is no system in play to report this. And even if we try to talk about it, like I even had an employee take the shot and immediately after she had to be rushed to the ER because her vital signs shot up. She had a hard time breathing. And even when she got there, they told her it wasn't an adverse reaction. They told her it was an intolerance to the medication, which is a complete lie. So whenever you even bring it up, talk about it, they try to discredit you. And right away, they try to push it to the side like, oh, no, it's not an adverse reaction. And there's nowhere at the hospital for us to even document this, talk about it. So as nurses, if we're strong enough to stand up, because a lot of them are very scared, we'll go on the VAERS website ourselves just to document what we saw. But that's the only way we have to do it because the hospital's not doing anything else about it.
Because they've got a motive to cover it up.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree
with
that.
You've got your event coming up on June 26. That's very important. I'm going to be there. Well, I'll have you back up for a full hour next week. I'd love for you to come up with Harrison Smith and the American Journal weekday mornings. I would love to get you up on all our shows to keep warning people, Jennifer Bridges. People should really support you. GoFundMe.com. Just to search Jennifer Bridges in there to support her, to support others with her real leadership role. So thank you so much for joining us. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, I'm so excited about this protest. But one more thing, we're actually working on a book right now because everybody's interested how I got in this position, how I got it this far, and what I did. Because initially, I pretty much...
Oh, yeah, this is all information warfare. We've got to get the truth out every way.
Yes, yes. So we're working on this book right now, and this is going to help me actually because I have no source of income right now. So once this is published and sent out, I would love to send you a copy.
1,000,000%. When they destroy us for doing the right thing, we don't just go die in a ditch. We build the new economy because the globalists are taking the economy over. We all have to support each other and build our new economy together. Thank you so much, and please come on again next week to promote the rally. Amazing. Thank you.
I would love to. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming up next is Stu Peters interviewing Dr. Jane Ruby. And boy, this follows up on this virus and this vaccine stuff real well. Here we go next with that.
And then there is, they're meddling in this technology that's behind this magnetofection. And the magnetofection that you have been breaking is what drives the, mRNA through the body more rapidly. It's an easier form or more aggressive form of transmission through the body, which is why it's not localized to the arm anymore. But now we're finding people with these diagnoses like Guillain-Barré and other things, which we're going to be breaking here shortly as well. I mean, all this stuff is just coming across here. But they have an interesting relationship with another company of interest throughout this whole planned demic. You uncovered this whole thing, called me from the airport. I want you to tell the Alex Jones listeners all about this. Folks, pay attention to this because this, you have to take a look at the complexity of these relationships to really understand how deep the deep state is, how big the globalist grip is on this world. Dr. Jane.
Yeah, thanks, Stu. Let me start a little bit from the beginning. When all of those people started to approach you and some of them me as well on this magnetic phenomenon that's happening, I did a little bit of digging and looked to see if there was any kind of a relationship. And that's where we came up with the company called Chemicell that is located in Berlin. And they have a very elegant website, very sophisticated, with a huge list of chemicals that assist in adding magneto. Infection, which is a way to target cells in the body or any animal to move the mRNA molecule into target cells. They call them target any cell, actually. And so after we aired that, we had a tip from a police detective in Berlin who advises us that when he went to look at that corporation, he found that the same address for Chemicell, same building, same operation, included the company TIB Mobile, which is, and I previously reported slightly mistakenly, that it was owned by a Christian Drosten, but it's actually owned by a long-term friend of his named Olfort Lant. And he's the CEO of TIB Mobile. And the reason this is important is because this is the Mobile company produces the PCR kits right now that are used worldwide, as well as other companies. And they are in the same facility as the company that produces a huge collection of magnetofection chemicals that assist with driving this mRNA into every cell in your body. So and I want people to understand, if you're not familiar with Christian Drosten, you need to know that he is on the editorial board of the organization called Eurosurveillance. Now, this is not the UDRA surveillance, which is the equivalent of our U.S. VAERS system. This is another organization that advises European countries on healthcare policy. So he's on this editorial board, but he published his paper. Second author, coincidentally, was Olfort Lant, the CEO of Mobile that makes the PCR test kits, on how people, organization, countries should use the PCR test. Even though it's an innovator who's now since died, Dr. Kerry Mullins has said the test is way too general. It will find COVID in anything if you run the cycles high enough. So we see this interlocking directorate, and it's critically important that people understand this connection. So Christian Drosten and Olfort Lant wrote this paper. When you think about it, if they're editors of this organization, they actually publish their own paper through their own organization. That's highly unethical.
That's
and that is
totally
not.
I don't understand how any of that is legal. How can it be? This is like me being the expert on something and then also working for a government agency that controls that particular industry and then pushing or lobbying to the government that I work for on behalf of the people, my product. This would be like Mike Lindell being in charge of the pillow division at the Department of Health and Safety. I mean, it's absolutely absurd.
It's worse than that. If you have a journal that publishes papers on a peer review basis, that means that no scientist is above peer review. His or her work has to be scrutinized, criticized, rewritten. Many times they send the scientists back. In this particular case, the authors were their own reviewers. That's highly unethical. It's not done. Up is down. Down is up, Stu. It's absurd.
Yeah, I have a whistleblower that I'm going to be talking about here shortly who called me, and it's in reference to some of those things, where this stuff is coming from and why it's in there. But there are so many questions that I have for you today, and I at the last minute, you're making yourself available, and I hope that you can stick around for the duration because there are a lot of messages inside of my Telegram. I'm getting email after email of people who are experiencing vaccine injuries. Since we did Brittany Galvin on my show, who, by the way, if you're unfamiliar with who she is, if you're a listener of the Alex Jones Show and you don't know who Brittany Galvin is, this is a girl who she was the first patient to have a neurosurgeon that was brave enough to actually diagnose her with this Guillain-Barré and say that it was absolutely unequivocally 100% because of the Moderna shot that she contracted this very serious syndrome, which could leave her paralyzed for life and ultimately could absolutely kill her. Guillain-Barré. Yeah. There are also people suffering with tremors. There's another person that I was introduced to through Instagram, which I'm not really big over there because it's owned by the CCP, but I was contacted through there. I checked the message requests. There are people with these tremors now that are having cold shivers. These are perfectly healthy people, folks. And this whistleblower coming forward is a pharmacist. We're going to talk about her and some of the things that she said, as well as a very serious case that you just told me about. And that's all coming up right after the break. Thank you so much for sticking around. My name is Stu Peters. This is the Alex Jones Show. I love this. This is why I love doing this job. Honestly, I left 18 years as an investigator tracking down violent fugitives, investigating criminals. Nothing has changed. Still investigating criminals, but now they just wear a different uniform. They're all of a different class. They're all criminals, and we're exposing them. I love it. What keeps me motivated, what keeps me going, because believe me, there are days that are so incredibly challenging to investigate every email that we get, to look into every bit of corruption, to try to figure out if there's a story behind this or that or this person. I mean, we're now talking about a Republican candidate, in Florida who apparently, according to Deanna Lorraine, who was on a Stu Peters show earlier today, threatened to have Ukrainian and Russian assassins track down his opponent and murder her. This is really going on. So please tell your sheep neighbors what is really going on in this world and direct them to the truth right here at InfoWars and over at my place at StuPeters.tv. Dr. Jane Ruby is joining us. We were just talking about something that is actually extremely huge. Understanding how heavy that information really is, that the company Chemicell, these are the people meddling in this magnetofection technology. Well, everybody in the world is denying the reality that people are magnetized after they get these injections, magnetized even after not getting the injections, but being around people who are. And we don't know what is shedding with these people right now. We don't know exactly what side effects or what symptoms you might experience through this shedding or this transmission. We do know that they told us that these things were going to be self-transmitting, that they were going to be basically contagious, that they were developing this years ago. But they want you to believe that none of this is true. They want you to ignore what your eyes are seeing, ignore what your ears are hearing, and completely disregard the thousands of self-recorded videos that you see on the CCP-controlled TikTok or over on Instagram. It's ridiculous. Chemicell, the company that is meddling in the technology for the magnetofection, which Dr. Jane Ruby broke and exposed, was intentionally added to these vaccines. Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, all of them, is in the same building, same suite, with the people that are responsible for manufacturing PCR test kits. Absolutely insane. Now, Dr. Ruby telling me during the break, the first confirmed case of multiple sclerosis documented, direct result of the Pfizer jab.
Sue, the numbers are exploding of all kinds of what we know as autoimmune diseases. MS, or multiple sclerosis, is one of those autoimmune diseases. In this disease, the body attacks its own myelin. Your myelin is the sheath covering over your brain and spinal cord. Imagine if you have a process that starts multiple sclerosis, and then you add on top of that booster shots of this these injections to advance the MS. No wonder people like Brittany, who has another form of autoimmune disease, Guillain-Barré syndrome, no wonder she's having trouble walking, a 30-year-old, 30-something-year-old mother of three. What basically happens is we know the spike proteins are going everywhere. We've been told that this injection doesn't leave the injection site, and yet at the same time we're reading all kinds of reports that the spike proteins, that the injection's delivery of mRNA molecule forces your body to make, are being found in all kinds of organs and other places in your body. So it's not, in fact, the magnetofection process, when added to the lipid nanoparticles, actually drives, it's a stronger delivery system to get this to every cell in the body, because it breaks through natural barriers. The most famous barrier everyone knows is the blood-brain barrier. Not everything is supposed to get through the brain, as you can imagine. But putting this nanoparticle and charging it with magnetofection ensures that it goes past those lipid barriers, and that's what's happening here. Sue, I wanted to also share with you and the viewers that something else is happening, especially that we're being lied to about the fact that these are supposedly not leaving the injection site. There was a report, and we're still getting more information on it, that there are changes in the blood, the shape and morphology of your blood cells. I provided your producers with a photograph that shows four different photographs from something called dark field microscopy. And this is a deep microscope that is able to ferret out unnecessary light to give you a more specific look at blood cells. And one of the, in the upper left-hand corner, the cells are of normal, healthy red blood cells. Somebody took the blood from someone who had been injected with their second shot. I'm not aware of which company, it's either Pfizer or Moderna, since they're the only two right now with two injection series. And so they looked at that person's blood several days after they were injected with the second shot. What you're seeing in the picture to the right, in the upper right-hand corner, are the blood cells several days after the shot. And you can see that they're not smooth and round the way red blood cells are supposed to be.
I'm seeing some stuff going on the screen that we're operating out of a different studio here today, so I think that there's just some issues pulling that up. But I will make sure that we get that up on the website as well, so that people can understand what it is that you're referring to. But they definitely change your blood cells. We're being lied to in that regard. These things actually change your blood cells. They damage cells.
Yes, that's what I'm explaining. They change the shape, which is the morphology of your red blood cells. It looks like the nucleus has been damaged, because you see it's, when you get to see the photo, the nucleus of the red blood cells becomes very whitened and enlarged. That tells me there's a high inflammatory process going on. And then in a third picture, you can see a lot of white specks that are surrounding the plasma around those red blood cells and the blood cells themselves. And those are the lipid nanoparticles that are just profusely and ubiquitously throughout the bloodstream. So again, you know, don't. And then the fourth picture, just for future reference, is the red blood cells with these, it looks like embedded particles in them. Don't tell me that this material that's being injected from these shots stays at the site of injection, which is the upper arm, the deltoid muscle, because they're not.
25 people died as a result of the swine flu vaccination program. 25 people. It was immediately halted. We've talked about this ad nauseum. I know that you guys have this information, but this has to sink in. This has to resonate with the people that you know. I'm thinking about standing right outside of pharmacies. I'm thinking about standing right outside of the CVS with a big sign and just warning people. I feel like it's almost my duty to stand there and tell people exactly what's going on. And we only have about 45 seconds left here in this segment, but if you have something quick.
When the famous antidepressant drug Celexa was being tested in animal studies in the 80s, six beagle dogs died of heart attacks. Stu, they shut that program down for six dead dogs before they even got to humans. We have over 6,000, and that's a conservative estimate, dead in the United States. What are we doing?
Could be 60,000 or 600,000 if you follow the Harvard study. We know that 1% or less of these things are actually accurately reported to VAERS because it's a very complicated system. And they're screwing with those numbers over there as well. I'm going to talk to you about why this is all happening and where the doctors are coming up next. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show. My name is Stu Peters. Stu Peters, StuPeters.tv. Check me out. I'd appreciate it. Come on over anytime. You know, much similar. We do nothing but truth. And although the topics may overlap every once in a while, Alex can't keep track of me, nor can I keep track of what he's doing. And if I'm being redundant or repetitive, I apologize. Breaking over there right now. Today, a senator in Minnesota here actually sent a threatening email to a voter that requested a forensic audit of the 2020 election here. Very polite, but very persistent. She sent an email to Minnesota Senator Jim Carlson in response to her requesting a forensic audit of the 2020 election here in the state of Minnesota. This guy at 12:47 a.m. Now, I don't know about you. I'm sleeping at 12:47 a.m., but conveniently, that's right around bar close here in the state of Minnesota as well. I don't know what Jim Carlson is into, if the senator was on a drunken stupor or what he was doing, but he starts emailing her back at 12:47 a.m. It ended up with threatening emails from him to her. That story is at StuPeters.tv. I know where you live. I know everything about you. I know where your family is. Scary world that we live in right now. And, you know, these people that are supposed to be charged with the responsibility of protecting you and the voice of the people, their very job is to go and represent the voices of their constituents, to take care of the concerns that their constituents have. And rather than that, instead, he turns around and says that he knows where she lives and that she better stop emailing him. Very polite. You'll see all the emails over there at StuPeters.tv. We have Dr. Jane Ruby on here. We were talking about MS before we went to break. Two or six beagle dogs died as a result of an injection. They immediately halted that vaccine process. 25 people die in a swine flu. They immediately halt that. We have upwards of possibly 600,000 people injured or dead as a result of this inoculation, this vaccine, which we're going to talk about specifically exactly how hidden the contents of this thing really are. But first, you wanted to touch a little bit more on this MS.
I believe I got word that the producers were able to locate that photo that is really helpful, showing the differences in a the blood, the red blood cells of people who have been injected with any of these four injections, Stu. And what we're seeing in the upper left-hand corner is a collection of normal red blood cells. They're nice and round, they're healthy, they're plump, and they're filled with, the red ferritin, iron that carries your oxygen. In the upper right-hand corner, you're seeing the beginning several days after the second injection of one of these injections, and you can see that the shape is changing, becoming very abnormal, spotty around the edges. They're not round. The nucleus looks inflamed. It's white and widened. And then the lower left-hand corner, you're seeing probably after about 5 days. This is by the, like I said before, dark field microscopy. In the lower left-hand corner, you see a lot of these dots and kind of, you know, irregularities on the outside. These are the red blood cells fighting for their lives. In the right, bottom right corner, you see all these white specks. Those are believed to be the lipid nanoparticles. Don't tell me that these injections stay at the injection site. And they're not only surrounding the red blood cells, they're damaging them. They're, you can see an inflammatory process. There's like a war on for our blood. We are verifying with the person who ran these tests and hopefully get them on the show soon, if possible. And I really want to send my thanks to the producers for getting this up and running. I think it's a really powerful photograph that should
speak. Yeah, they're great. They're incredible. And you're right. They're lying. This should be the duty of medical professionals, of doctors, of pharmacists, of people, anybody that's responsible for injecting this stuff into the bloodstream of unsuspecting Americans who have no idea. You can't really necessarily blame them. They have no idea. They go home after a long day at work. They turn on the TV. They listen to their evening news without any clue whatsoever that this whole thing has been hijacked. They don't know that the same six corporations own Fox's, own MSNBC or CNN, that they're all reading from the same exact script. I challenge anybody, if you don't believe me, when you have 15 minutes of time, sit down in your living room and turn them on. Turn on the different channel. You will listen to them. They're reading the exact, not only similar messages, verbatim. They're saying the same words. So you can't blame these people. But what about these medical professionals? Why are doctors, Dr. Jane Ruby, continuing to give this thing to people knowing that this information is out there, knowing that 5,000 or 5,500 or 6,000 are reported to VAERS? They don't even have to take the Harvard study into account. I mean, if 6,000 is the number, we're stopping something for six beagles, for crying out loud. Why are they still injecting these people?
Stu, this is a very good question. I'm glad you brought it up. You touched on something earlier. People have been relying on the good faith and trust in physicians and nurses and pharmacists for centuries. Why is this happening? I have coined the phrase zombie doctor. Why? Because so many American physicians and physicians outside of the United States, so many physicians are just blindly telling their patients, oh, go get the shot. It's perfectly safe for everyone. I've told them to push back on their doctors and ask, well, is there anybody this isn't safe for? Because, Stu, there's nothing in the world that's 100% safe. So I've coined the term zombie doctors, and I've sent out pictures of doctors, they're zombies, drenched in blood, holding up needles, and coming after you, because doctors have a responsibility to look at the literature before recommending something. And to answer your question, Stu, there are only two reasons why this is happening. One, doctors are ignorant or lazy and they're not doing the research. They're not looking at the same studies that I can find in the public domain to look at the dangers and look at what this injection is really made of. And that is dereliction of duty and the highest order of a violation of the Hippocratic Oath ever. Or even worse, in my mind, although I think they're both equally worse, these doctors are being paid. How are they being paid? They're being paid. They're incentivized by the pharma companies through grants. And these things are all kind of hidden and wrapped around and they get around federal regs. Or I've seen insurance companies like Blue Cross and Blue Shield actually provide bonuses for a certain percentage of the doctor's patient population inoculated. Sue, these are in direct violation of the Nuremberg, all 10 of the Nuremberg codes, and it's got to stop. And I'm calling attention to zombie doctors because I want doctors to start taking responsibility. My own doctor down here, when I moved to Florida just recently, great doctor, great examination at the very end, said, you know, you really ought to think about taking the vaccination. Well, she said that to the wrong person, and when I laid it all out for her in about 90 seconds, her reply, she looked, had a look of shock on her face, and her reply was, oh my, I guess I better go back and do some reading. Totally oblivious to the fact that this was not a vaccine, and drinking the Kool-Aid of the CDC.
Everybody depends on to take care of their personal health. These are the people that are so incredibly entrusted. And let me just illustrate how entrusted they are. If I put a glass of water in front of you, Dr. Jane, and I said, there is a 1% chance that this is poison and you're going to drink it and you're going to die, you, of course, would not drink that glass of water. So why in the hell would you allow somebody, a total stranger, to inject something directly into you that has the same or worse odds because they're wearing a lab coat? That is why people have entrusted these doctors. And I'm telling you, if what you're saying is true, And if we find out that these doctors are being compensated, we already know it to be true, but if it can be proven, and if the media will grab a hold of this, and if 300 million people or more in this country can come to the realization that these doctors have been intentionally lying to them for money, can you imagine the falling out? Can you imagine what might happen to these doctors? My God, I would have to pray for them.
Sue, doctors are obligated to report all money they receive from pharma companies in something called the Sunshine Act. So it's very easy to prove. And what I'm worried about as we close here are the children, these pediatricians that are coming out and saying, yes, inject them as low as birth, at 2 or 3 months old. Sue, this has got to stop. We've got to save the children.
And you can get we'll have the complete clip, an interview up on thesecrettruth.com. Go to thesecrettruth.com. But thank you very much for listening. These important programs mean a lot.